According to the editors of Religion Today, Christianity is just a, quote, I'm quoting now, passing fancy to a lot of teenagers. American teens talk a lot about religion, but a national survey indicates that faith is just a passing fancy for many of them. This is not a chump research group. This is Barna, all right? Barna's a big research group. Quote, neither their behavior nor their beliefs support the notions that they are deeply spiritual or truly committed to Christianity. Faith is, quote, just one of many dimensions that they blend into a potpourri of perspectives, experiences, skills, and contexts towards arriving at their worldview. All right, here's the survey. 614 teenagers, 48 states. I imagine they didn't include Alaska, Hawaii. Maybe we luck out and they didn't include, never mind. 614 teenagers in 48 states. When they were asked to describe themselves, now you people know how often on this program we have talked about the major disconnect between how we see ourselves and our conduct. The major disconnect between our predicting of our morality and our actual morality. 64% of the kids said they are religious. 60% said they are spiritual. And 60% said they are, quote, committed Christians. Now, that's pretty good. Matter of fact, that's awfully good. Think about that. 3 out of 5 kids are saying they are committed Christians. Now, that's enough to get you fired up. If they just would have quit asking questions right there. Now, Barna did something interesting here. He asked, do you qualify yourselves as born again? All right. Now, that would be, by his definition, people who have made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ, still important in their life, and believe after they die they will go to heaven because they've confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Okay? He defined that as his evangelical definition. He went on. Less than half, 44% of the born-again kids, less than half, said that they are absolutely committed to the Christian faith. All right? When asked to rate 19 goals, having a close personal relationship with God ranked 8th. 8 out of 19. Being deeply committed to the Christian faith ranked 14th. And being personally active in church placed 16th. Well, if they're personally committed Christians, what are they ranking first? Strong relationships and a comfortable lifestyle. I'll give you a few more stats here. 9 out of 10 kids said Jesus is real. Well, all right. I mean, historians would say that. There's not any legitimate historian just about anywhere that doesn't say that Jesus existed. 8 out of 10 describe themselves as Christians. All right, you got 80% of kids going, I'm a Christian. Half said they are eager to be committed to the faith, and 4 out of 10 said they're excited about being active in church. Only 26% claim to be absolutely committed to the Christian faith. One in three said they are likely to continue to participate in church life once they are on their own. That is the lowest level of expected participation among teens recorded by Barna Research in more than a decade. So why do I say this? I say this to give you bad news? No, I don't. I say this to warn all parents out there that imparting the faith takes a lot more effort, a lot more vigilance, a lot more involvement than we thought. We cannot just assume because our kids call themselves something and because that they believe that they're religious and they believe they're spiritual and they believe in Jesus Christ and they believe in prayer and they go to church. According to the stats, they got far less than a 50% chance of following through on this when they become grown-ups. That's not good. That's less than flipping a coin. That means, now here's the good news. I'm going to leave you with the good news. This is an overall view. We have no way of knowing the level of teaching and commitment and morality of the parents in those homes. We have no way of knowing how much the parents are monitoring the influence of the culture. We have no way of knowing. I think we can safely assume that if these are your basic American kids, that they are getting shaped rather well by the culture at large. Therefore, if you as a parent put in the extra effort, double underline extra, radical effort to expose your children to the faith, to teach them the faith, to help them with apologetics, to immerse them in devotions, you dramatically raise your probabilities of your kids staying with the faith. But if you simply do it like much of the rest of the culture is doing it, you got less than a 50-50 chance.